Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Short time ago, I met somebody for the first time. Became a friend. He was terminally ill. He knew who I was, where I served. He asked me to come, and yet he wasn't a man of faith. He wasn't sure what he believed. After many conversations, he would agree with the fact that he didn't believe everything around him was an accident, but yet he struggled with the concept of God. And more importantly, he knew nothing about salvation, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection in Jesus Christ. Pretty big void there. So we discussed how one comes to faith. I made some suggestions on reading. We had some lively conversation. But after a time, my visits came to be, tell me about your kids. And I would ask about his. And it was about life and where we had lived it and what we had done. And he was someone who had seen a great deal and had a deep respect for nature and the majesty of it, but yet still struggled with faith. So I helped where I could, hoping that through the Holy Spirit that God would bless him with that. He passed away sometime later. I don't know exactly how that ended. But after each visit, I would ask him, can we pray? And he would sit up straight and look me right in the eye, and he would say, absolutely. And I often wondered about that, is that when I would suggest to pray, he would embrace that. Did he understand who he was praying to, who I was praying to? Or did he simply trust that I knew who I was praying to and the faith that I leaned on in prayer? In his particular case, it was probably the latter. But after each prayer and after each conversation, I could see and tell that there was comfort in his eyes. In a simple prayer, Jesus today tells a parable to his disciples to continually remind them of the need to pray. And not only in the need of prayer, but to literally at some point be persistent with it. Rely on it and trust it. He tells a parable that borders on funny when you stop and think about it, because it really makes no sense. What town would have a judge that has no regard for people or regard for God? But yet he wanted to strongly make the point that the woman's persistence finally wore him down. He's teaching his disciples that prayer is not something that God needs. And that's the humble part of prayer that we need to come to. God doesn't need our prayers. God gave us prayers as a gift, that we may talk to him, that we may rely on him. And in the power of prayer comes a great many things. Comfort. We hear faithfulness in the psalmist. We're able to vent. God listens to that too. And we are able to ask for things. Things that are we believe that we are deeply, deeply in need of. And we are called to pray, and we are called to pray often and trust in that prayer. But in the prayers that we offer up for ourselves and for others, there is one thing that we seldom ever think about, or that we need to, but I would say probably a little more often. In the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We must understand that throughout all of time, including Jesus himself, he gave all things up to God, asking for what he needed, but yet relying on the wisdom and the will of God in the answering of the prayer. Jesus right now is on his way and moving to Jerusalem. And we know from the stories that on the night he was betrayed, he went to Gethsemane. He knelt down and said, "Father, if this cup may pass me, please let it happen. But as always, thy will be done." And it was God's gracious will to sacrifice his son for you and I. Christ accepted the will of his Father. Christ accepted the decision of his Father. And as God's children, that is our call as well. There's a saying that you heard me use more than once, and that is, as a question was raised, does God answer all prayers? Well, the easy answer is yes, but sometimes the answer is no. Well, today I'm going to modify that just a little bit because I feel that that is not entirely accurate. God does answer each and all prayers, but he answers them according to his will, not ours. Now, being a people of faith, loving God for the great sacrifice and the love that we see in our Lord Jesus Christ, our call is to trust that will, that we live in the will of God, and that we pray for what we think we need, knowing that God, being able to see today, tomorrow, and the entire future, will give to us what we need and what is his will. My friend didn't quite have that. I often think about that. I pray that there's a time when we leave here that we can look to our Lord Jesus Christ and come to that faith, that a good man would have that opportunity. But as we live, we trust in God's promise. We trust in a baptism where we receive the Holy Spirit, in a meal that we share that we receive our Lord Jesus, and in a gift of prayer that we know and trust that our Heavenly Father hears us and will always answer. The question today is, can we trust his will enough to live with it? Amen.